Great to have your company on this Wednesday edition of Racing Pulse. Well, the big news yesterday as we were coming off air was the bombshell that William Pike will be leaving WA and will apply for a licence to ride in New South Wales, as it is not required under Racing New South Wales laws and the government over there since the 15th of December to participate when not vaccinated. Tony Crisafi is the CEO of the New South Wales Jockeys Association. He joins me now. Good morning, Tony. You well?
Good morning, Michael. Fantastic. How are you?
Very well indeed. Tony, can you tell us what's the general temperature in the room for jockeys over there who have been through the whole period, the last 2 years, and done it tough and made the decision, because they had to up until mid-December, to get vaccinated to continue their careers? Is there any concern? Is there any angst? Or are they open-armed, willing to accept Willie into the New South Wales jockey ranks?
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise yesterday hearing the news. I fielded a few calls yesterday morning, Michael. I think the calls were more inquisitive and curious by the jockeys on that, why they needed to be vaxxed throughout the last 12 months, 18 months, and suddenly we have an unvaccinated jockey allowed in. But I explained to them that the New South Wales public health orders had changed, as you mentioned earlier, on the 15th of December. So prior to that, during the Everest Carnival, for example, a couple of our jockeys were, one provincial, one country jockey was stood down because they weren't vaccinated. And that was a public health order at that time. However, once New South Wales had 95% of their population double vaxxed, the government decided to change their policy, and the new public health orders don't require an unvaccinated person, or allows an unvaccinated person to enter the race course and the jockey's room. And so William Pike is permitted under the new public health order to come into New South Wales and ride.
So currently, how many jockeys would not be vaccinated in New South Wales?
No, they all needed to be vaccinated to ride up until the 15th of December. Mm. Yeah.
So is there a concern, and we know you can still catch the virus if you're vaccinated, but it makes it more difficult, and from reports it means that maybe the symptoms are milder. Are there concerns that Willie Pike could be in the jockey's room with vaccinated jockeys when he's not vaccinated? Has there been any health concerns raised?
None, to be honest with you, Michael. No one has raised those concerns. However, if a jockey does have concerns, either, one of their family might have a low immune deficiency, and they have concerns about being alongside William Pike, well, I'm sure the stewards will accommodate those jockeys and separate them from William Pike if they do have a concern. I'm confident in that.
Hmm. Is it the same for training establishments as well as race day? Do participants who haven't previously been vaccinated, are they able to work now as per since the 15th of December?
I'm not 100% sure on that, Michael, but I assume they are. The new public health orders, the public health orders from the mid-December still require, those essential health workers, education workers, aged care workers to be double vaxxed, but not most of the society around here in New South Wales. It's play on at the moment, and you don't need to be double vaxxed to do many other jobs, including being going into a race course. Yeah.
Do you think that this will work well? It'll be a positive for New South Wales racing to have Willie. We know the calibre of a jockey he is, but what's your gut feel about how you think this will all play out?
Well, he's a champion jockey. I've heard he's a really nice fella. I haven't met him, Mike, to be honest with you. Who obviously strengthens even a very strong Sydney jockey's room, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest around the country, particularly on his first weekend of riding here. And it'll add interest and probably increase turnover.
Has there been a start date formalised?
I haven't heard yet. I spoke with Mark Van Gestel yesterday, and because I did get those calls from the jockeys who sort of were a bit curious, and he just said that that was in the process. I've heard from other sources that it might be early to mid-February. Yeah. Mm.
Tony, appreciate your time this morning. Good to get your thoughts on what the jockey ranks are thinking about. What was a bombshell announcement yesterday. Appreciate your time this morning.
Anytime, Michael. Have a great day. Thanks, mate.
Tony Crisafi, who is the CEO of the New South Wales Jockeys Association. Dwayne Dunn, who we know is a champion jockey himself and has been a revelation in the media on RSN, joins us. Dwayne, good morning to you. It'll be interesting to get your thoughts from a jockey's perspective, because I think there were a lot of raised eyebrows when this came through yesterday, because there wasn't a great understanding of the change of policy that occurred in New South Wales mid-December. What are your thoughts on the situation?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? It seems to be they're going on the actual government recommendations and the actual racing industry. So there'll be some of the jockeys who are probably upset in the fact that they probably had to go and get vaccinated when they didn't want to, and played by the rules and got it done. And probably, William Pike is probably in more danger than anyone now. So we're probably lucky enough that everyone's sort of been vaccinated up there. And, I can't see any issues with William turning up to the racetrack, but he's had to run around the country to try and find a spot just by not having a vaccination. So those rules may change overnight, and that will leave him in limbo. But everyone else is concerned they've been vaccinated.
He's playing by the rules that are set. So whether you think it's a loophole or not, he can only do what the rules tell him to do. But overall, is this another example of how Australian racing has so many different rules for different states, and how confusing it can be and difficult to navigate for jockeys? New South Wales, I believe, is the only state that would allow this, and all other states you need to have the mandatory vaccination as well. Is it frustrating from that sense, Dwayne?
Yeah, it is. It'd be great if we could have the Racing Australia body all in the same room, all talking to each other and being on the same page. We seem to have a lot of variance there, and that's no doubt goes back to the whip rule and things like that, doesn't it? So we're always, different states have different opinions. Even coming back to administrating stuff, the horses is regulated, able to be used in New South Wales and not in Victoria. So, yeah, we aren't all on the same page.
How do you think he'll go? We know he's a superstar in the West, and he dominated at the Spring Carnival. He came over here. He hasn't ridden in Sydney that often, and it is a very tough environment. How do you think William Pike will fit into the Sydney jockey ranks?
Yeah, well, he's a high-class jockey. He'll fit in anywhere in the world. But Sydney's probably one of those locations. It is pretty tough. You've got such a good group of riders up there, which is very difficult to get rides. So he's going to have to get on his bike and do the hard yards and do plenty of work and plenty of travelling, and get the trainers to really support him. He has to show that he can work hard, and he'll be there and be able to perform at a high level. And I don't think he's going to be walking in there and just getting free rides here and there. But he will have to work, but we know he's a high-class jockey. You never know your luck. If he gets thrown one or two good horses, he'll be up and racing. And, maybe it will improve turnover for a week or two up in Sydney, but he's going to have to get on his bike and work.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Dwayne, great to get your thoughts. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks, Michael.